Should Schultz Run? This morning's commentary brought to you by Washington Federal. And this is for the benefit of the people who listen to us online all over the country. I was prepared to dismiss Howard Schultz as a candidate for president until I saw his Morning Joe interview on MSNBC on a Democrat-friendly network. He said, without hesitation,
I do not believe in what the Democratic Party stands for.
And a few years back, when Elizabeth Warren asked him to contribute to her Senate race, did he do it?
I did not.
And why not?
I don't believe the country should be heading to socialism.
So maybe he is the enlightened rags-to-riches centrist a Trump-weary nation is longing for. But before he sails to bipartisan victory, there is one big, ugly barnacle to deal with. The thousands of people in his hometown who hate that he sold the Seattle Supersonics to an owner who moved the team to Oklahoma City, all because Seattle wouldn't pay for arena improvements. I'm guessing there's a Roger Stone in Seattle already collecting angry fan videos. What Schultz needs to do is sit down for a one-on-one with a colleague of mine who I will just call Danny. Danny is a gifted sports writer, the most ruthless heckler I know, and easily Seattle's chief anti-Schultz grudge holder. He nurses that grudge as if it were a slow-roasted caramel grudgiato. Mr. Schultz, if you can convince Danny that you are truly a changed man, that you should run, I can arrange it. You know where to find me.